Weekend. Hello and welcome to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold. And Valerie, I just bought some new fire extinguishers because I recently found out that your fire extinguishers expire. Did you know that?
I wouldn't be surprised about fire extinguishers because there's some chemical reaction in there that probably starts to lose its potency.
That's right. My mother's house was hit by lightning this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, amazing that she didn't get hurt. She's fine. The house is a wreck. And I thought, well, if there's anything lingering around and she has an electrical fire, she needs some fire extinguishers.
Sure.
And she said, I have them. And then I looked at the date and they were like 1922. So I had to get new ones. And while I was at it, I got new ones for myself. But in that, I started to explore other things, surprising things that expire that you wouldn't expect to expire. And there's a lot of them. For instance, did you know that bleach loses its potency after 3 months? 3 months.
3 months. And that's surprising.
Yeah.
I would say 3 years, not 3 months.
Right. And the advice is to toss your bleach every few months. I don't use a gallon of bleach. In 5 years it would take
me. And you go to Costco, you get things that never end. You know, those huge amounts of volume of things.
Yep.
So now what do we do with that? What do we do with bleach?
I'm still using it. I don't care. Okay. But it probably is barely effective. You probably know that sunscreen also.
That would make sense.
Right, expires. Usually there's a date stamped on the little sunscreen tube. But if it doesn't have a date on the bottle or the tube, you're supposed to toss it after 2 or 3 years.
Okay, I should do that. I should do that then, right now.
Yeah, all mine is old.
Really old sunscreen.
When I started to read this list, and I'll tell you a few more, I realized that most of the things in my pantry cabinet and other closets are like museum pieces at this point. They have no usefulness. They're just good to look at.
And cosmetics, too. A lot of cosmetics you're supposed to get rid of as well.
Right.
Do they have food on that list?
Some food, but surprising food. Spices.
Mm.
You think they will last for a few years, that's it. And it kind of depends on how they're stored.
But it can't go bad. It's not like it's going to hurt you. It's just not going to do much for your food. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, so you're not going to get hurt by an old spice.
Ah, no. How about liquor? Did you know that liquor can expire?
You are a big drinker, Valerie.
You lush.
Well, again, what kind of liquor? Are you talking hard liquor or wine?
Hard liquor. Wine can continue to age in the bottle.
Or go really bad.
Right.
You have to be careful.
Unopened liquor will stay good, unopened, will stay good indefinitely. But once you open it, it'll begin to lose its taste and its potency after about a year. Now, if you're someone like me, you're not a connoisseur like Valerie Smaldone is, you may not notice for like 3 or 5 years, but eventually you will. So liquor is another thing that goes bad.
So I have in my garage very, very, very old whiskey or scotch. No.
You're okay.
I'm good with that, right?
But once you open it, you better start boozing it up.
It's probably past its prime already, but that's great advice. Do you happen to know if water expires, like water in an unopened bottle?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know, although after 9/11, I put together a terrorist kit in case I had to flee in a hurry, and it had things like water and a blanket and flashlight and dog food, because I'm not leaving without my dog.
Of course.
And then I left it untouched for 4 or 5 years, had tuna in there and a can opener, and I realized that if a terrorist were to attack now, I'd really be in trouble because everything in it was disgusting. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm guessing water probably, if liquor can go bad, can't water go bad?
The only thing I'm thinking of is that in the plastic bottle, from temperature changes, that stuff can leach into the water. That's the only thing
Maybe.
I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Because I've found really old bottles of unopened water and wonder, what can I do with this? Can I drink this? I don't know.
It's good
for
flowers.
I use it for plants. Yeah.
The last one I want to mention here, power strips and surge protectors.
Oh, no.
Yeah, can go bad, and they become a fire hazard. They're only designed to last for a certain amount of use, like electrical surges that they can absorb. So after they've done those absorptions, they run out of potency, and it's a good idea to replace them every couple of years so you don't have an electrical fire.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. That is excellent advice. Thank you, Leslie, for doing the research on America Weekend.
Public service announcement.
Yes, I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. One insurance company has completed a list of America's most dangerous intersections, broken out by city and state. Hey, is one of these highway killers in your town? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. America's most dangerous intersections include Sunbergs with two each, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and Tulsa, the town of Frisco near Dallas, Metairie, not far from New Orleans, and Sacramento each had one dangerous intersection. According to a major insurance company, the most dangerous American intersection is in Pembroke Pines, Florida, a suburb of Miami, which had an astounding 357 crashes in only 2 years. Be safe, cover your brakes and controls, and watch for distracted dingbats. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You ever have trouble making a choice because there are so many options?
This problem can be particularly troublesome when making major decisions like choosing a career or changing it.
In an interview with Psychology Today, Barry Schwartz, author of The Paradox of Choice, says a world of possibilities is also a world of missed opportunities.
If you try to fully consider every single option, you end up focused on what you might give up rather than what you might gain.
The fear of regret leaves you paralyzed. What's the solution?
Think less about your options and picture what will make you the happiest.
Then pick the option which fits best with that picture. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.